And Madhavananda, we will hear with full concentration, without talking to each other or answering emails, no? So. Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha. 8:20. So what we will hear is, what is it should be like this?
Yeah.
Good. This is the pastimes which take place now in the evening. As Gaurachandra thought about Krishna's ecstatic pastimes in Braj, he swooned with longing. His eyes flooded with tears and his bodily hair stood erect in bliss. Gaura, identifying himself with Radha's intense mood of separation, cried out in a choked voice, "I must go to the bower to see Krishna. I cannot wait any longer." Gaurahari stumbled along the path to Srivas Thakur's house. He sat down amongst his devotees like the full moon, surrounded by the stars. "May I always remember the blissful evening pastimes of Gaurahari." So for devotees, this is the time to say, "I must go to see Krishna. I cannot wait any longer." Beautiful. Krishna and Balaram, now while this is going on, Krishna and Balaram ate, rested briefly, and went to the palace auditorium. It's a very beautiful scene is there. Krishna arrives at the palace auditorium. He's small. And his father, Nanda Maharaj, has waited outside the doors of the auditorium. So Nanda is overwhelmed to see the sweetness of Krishna, how the peacock feather is moving because of the evening air. Yes. And parents, and all of this, tears of parental love stream down his beard. His beard is black, but it is also white, so mostly white and then with still some black streaks. And he just takes his hand, and Krishna puts his hand into the hand of Nanda Maharaj and looks up and says, "Father, I have come." Then Nanda Maharaj leads little Krishna up the staircase to the palace auditorium. So when Krishna enters with Balaram, Balaram is also there, they first respected everyone properly. Perhaps they paid them pranams before sitting down to enjoy the performances. Then a variety of bards and Puranic reciters entertained everyone. Some were talking about the ancient history of Nanda Maharaj's family. Others were telling pastimes from the Puranas, how Matsya saved the Vedas. There were singers, but there were also clowns and acrobats who were just entertaining everyone. Krishna happily rewarded the performers in the end with money. He took some money in his hand and gave it. Some grains, some cloth. they respectfully came forward and they looked at Krishna's beautiful face and his smile as Krishna was distributing the things, and then Krishna retired to his quarters. There Yashoda's assistants served milk to the divine boys. Sometimes they would say, would you like the milk to be thickened, or would you prefer a thinner version of milk? Should it be boiling hot, a little cooler? And they would serve the milk as the divine boys wanted. And then they laid them down to rest. Yashoda also went to her bedchamber. Now during this time, Krishna intensely yearned to meet his dearest Srimati Radharani. Then through a secret door of his bedroom, he left the palace and ran to the forest. Krishna was very much in a hurry, and perhaps he didn't have time even to put on his sandals. He was so much in a hurry. Meanwhile in Yavat, Radha rose from bed, sat in a chair and washed her face. You must know it's now quite late, 9 o'clock or so. The Sakis dressed Radha according to the faces of the moon. A dark blue sari during waning moon, or a white one during the waxing phase when the moon increased. Radhika learned of the meeting place set by her messengers and then left home accompanied by her intimate Sakis. Radha ran or sometimes walked slowly while proceeding to the gem-studded cottage in a bower of desire trees beside the Yamuna. This is one of the three places at Radhakund. How do we call this in Advindakund? Siddhas, Yoga Pit, yes, Yoga Pit there. This Yoga Pit is at the site of the Yamuna, and we hear this gem studded a cottage. Kishori and her Sakis admired the astonishing beauty of the pastime cottage. So these were two Mula Sutras. Mula means a root, just like from a root, a whole tree with branches, leaves, fruits, and everything developed. From these two Mula Sutras, the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, with Kirtan, with dresses, with expression, gestures, many words, they develop. And those who are expert in these type of Radha Krishna pastimes, they hear these Mula Sutras. They really need to hear only this, and then so many things come to their mind. That's a science in meditation. These are two Mula Sutras, and we will end here. Tomorrow we will, if Radharani allows, if Krishna allows, hear another Mula Sutra, and then we hear the expanded version with all the details. We will also now, before putting the rest. Here one more verse. Oh friend, these are now instructions to the mind. Do not uselessly think of body, house, and relatives in terms of me and mine. Cutting the tough chains which produce illusion by the words of the Guru, immediately come to Vrindavan, which is the kingdom of all bliss. And there, eat only roots and fruits, and constantly remember the pastimes of the Lord. Do not uselessly depend on body and house. Understand in your head that death is the destroyer of all human ambitions. So all your plans, everything do not depend on this. Go away from your friends as if they are thunderbolts. Do not harden your heart to Vrindavan. Make it soft, not to Vrindavan. Oh fool, go today giving up everything for the desire tree of all objects, Vrindavan. The forest sheltering the pure love of Radha and Krishna. Do not expect to complete your material duties. Now, this is very strong medicine. It is full of vairagya, and it is understood that not everyone can do this, especially we Westerners can't imagine to do this. So Prabodhananda Saraswati now takes the foot away from the gas pedal, and he gives something which is perhaps more in our line. O devotee, Gokrishna, O devotee, Madhavananda, Vipakit, if you cannot forcibly renounce the illusory world, then constantly meditate on Vrindavan and worship the ruling couple of Vrindavan, Radha, Krishna. So meditate and worship. Utter their names constantly and hear topics about them. Serve the residents of Vrindavan by offerings of food, clothing, and other objects. The resident of Vrindavan multiplies his Sukriti a million times by donating food and clothing at this place. The donor delivers himself and he delivers others. He who dwells in Vrindavan easily attains astonishing rati for Krishna dear to Radha in the abode made of the rasa of bliss and prema. So, the person who serves Vrindavan's residents, who are penniless, absorbed in the rasa of Krishna, without desiring for material pleasure, and fearful of material association. Once again, the person who serves Vrindavan's residents, these residents have no money, they are absorbed in rasa of Krishna, they don't want material pleasure, and they are fearful of material association. So how do you serve them? By offering clothing, food, etc. He brings the couple under control. It's amazing. These are instructions. Given by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur in Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrita. we will end here our little reading. Shri Vrindavan ki jai, Shri Radha Madhava ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur.